This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. President Draupadi Murmu has said that India and Malawi share cordial and friendly bilateral relations. Addressing the India-Malawi business meet in Lilongwe in Malawi this evening, the president highlighted that India was one of the first countries to establish diplomatic relations with Malawi immediately after its independence in 1964. She said the commercial relations between India and Malawi are historic. India is currently the fourth largest trading partner of Malawi and also one of the largest investors in Malawi. The president emphasized that India and Malawi can come together to find synergy in many areas. President Draupadi Murmu arrived in Malawi today on the final leg of her week-long visit to three African nations. This is the first ever visit by a president of India to Malawi. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has stressed that cultural pillars like language, literature, art and spirituality shape a nation's identity. He emphasized that while the country is moving forward on the path of development, it remains deeply rooted in self-respect, self-confidence and self-pride. Speaking at the International Abhidhamma Divas program in New Delhi today, the Prime Minister pointed towards the teaching of Lord Buddha. He appealed to the world to find solutions not in war but in the teachings of Lord Buddha, which paved the path of peace. He said, guided by the wisdom of Lord Buddha, the country's development roadmap will bring unprecedented and positive changes. The conclave of chief ministers and deputy chief ministers from the National Democratic Alliance, NDA, is currently underway in Chandigarh, chaired by Prime Minister Narendra Modi. BJP President JP Nadda, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and Home Minister Amit Shah are also attending the meeting. The BJP currently has 13 chief ministers and 16 deputy chief ministers, while the chief ministers of Maharashtra, Andhra Pradesh, Bihar, Sikkim, Nagaland and Meghalaya are from its allies. India has firmly rejected the allegations made by the Canadian government, calling them baseless. In a media briefing in New Delhi today, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said Canada has yet to provide any evidence to support the serious accusations made against India and its diplomats. He emphasized that the claims appear to be part of a politically motivated attempt by Trudeau's government to smear India's reputation. Mr. Jaiswal said 26 extradition requests are still pending with the Canadian side, along with several provisional arrest requests. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated Naib Singh Saini on taking oath as the Chief Minister of Haryana. Mr. Modi also congratulated the entire Haryana Assembly Cabinet. Mr. Modi expressed confidence that the double-engine government will leave no stone unturned in serving the poor, farmers, soldiers, youth and women, as well as every section of society. The Uttar Pradesh police today arrested five people in connection with the murder of a youth in Bahraich district on the 13th of this month. The names of three accused, Muhammad Sarfaraz, Muhammad Fahim and Abdul Hamid, were mentioned in the FIR filed in the case of the murder of the youth. Muhammad Sarfaraz, along with one Muhammad Talim, was arrested after an encounter by a police team in the Nanpara area, which is close to the Nepal border. The SP of Bahraich, Vrinda Shukla, said both accused injured in the encounter were planning to escape to Nepal. In Bihar, the death toll in the Hooch tragedy in Sivan and Saran districts has risen to 25. Talking to Akashvani News, Prohibition and Excise Minister Ratnesh Sada said in the last 24 hours, 20 people succumbed in Sivan and 5 people died in Saran district after consuming spurious liquor. A special investigation team has been constituted to investigate the incident. The minister said 22 people have fallen ill and 3 have lost vision. In Bangladesh, a 3-member tribunal issued an arrest warrant against ousted Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina and 45 others, including top Awami League leaders, in connection with alleged crimes against humanity committed during the mass protests during July and August. In badminton, Indian star shuttler and 2-time Olympic medalist PV Sindhu has advanced to the women's singles quarterfinals of the Denmark Open. And with that, we end this news bulletin.